1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460 AM Radio, Free Fire Radio, broadcasting live from downtown Reading. This is your community radio, and this is Thursday, and this is Trish Clark. And don't have Carl this morning. Carl and Linda are off on their cruise and probably in London today and then going to Normandy, and they're having a great time, and we're having a great time.
Absolutely.
And we're here this morning and streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and call us at 605-4567. And let's go to Chris Lazondak at Wells Fargo.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, everyone. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets are drifting higher. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 28 points at 16,680. The S&P 500 is adding 5 points at 1951, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 10 points at 4444. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 136 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up 23 cents at 97.47, Facebook up 40 cents at 74.17, Microsoft's adding 3 cents at 44.11, while Intel is down 19 cents at 33.91. Of local interest, Safeway up 4 cents at 34.57, Home Depot's adding 24 cents at 83.36, and Tri-County's Bank up 33 cents at 22.84. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.4%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.39. Oil's down $1.51 a barrel at $95.23, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down 2 cents an ounce at $13.1234, while silver is up 3 cents at $19.85. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. It's brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Turning to the weather here, it is going to be about 90 degrees today, quite a relief from last week. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. We should stay out of the century mark for the rest of the week. However, no precipitation in sight, and fire danger still remaining extremely high. Currently, it is 70 degrees in Reading. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. 365-3793. And they offer senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio. And my guest this hour, we're sticking to the South County. We're sticking to the city of Anderson. And we're going to talk more about the city I love. And we have with us the city manager, Jeff Keyser.
Good morning, Trish. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. I always like the opportunity to bring the citizens up to date on what's happening. I had Chief Johnson with me the first hour, and we talked about the same things we're talking about all over Shasta County and all over the state, and crime and what have you. But we're in a unique situation down in the city of Anderson. The citizens did pass the sales tax, which I didn't think would happen, I have to, you know, say, but and I'm glad it did, and it hopefully we'll get some new businesses going and get some growth going down there. Let's talk about well, first off, Jeff, you've been city manager now
going on 3 years.
Wow. Okay. And you've been with the city though
6. Yeah.
6
time
years.
Flies.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I said to Mike, he's been here 2 years already. That's just amazing. I didn't realize that. But anyway, so this is going to have a good impact on you. You've got the sales tax. Obviously, the citizens have let you know how they want it spent, and it appears that that's exactly the way it's going.
You're darn right. That's the way it's going to go. We're very proud and respectful of our citizens and their vote. And I think one thing the City of Anderson Council did was say, hey, we're not the god in this. We're going to put it to the voters. And so the voters weighed in. And, of course, with our Measure A, we also had the Measure B, the advisory vote, giving direction on how they would like to see the money spent. And that came forward as 50% to the police department and 50% to other general fund services such as park maintenance, code enforcement, and those kind of things. So, though, you know, the police department, code enforcement, and parks, huge general fund budget issues in today's world. So a couple things about a sales tax measure that are critically important. The governor can't take this money. That is huge because cities, not just Anderson, but all across the state, have lost money for them to balance their budget issues, everything from redevelopment to vehicle license fees. So huge issues. So what can you do? City puts out a sales tax measure. Voters barely pass it, but they did pass it. So now it's up to us as city employees and the elected officials to be stewards of that money and make sure we're doing exactly what we said we would do with it. And the city of Anderson, I promise you, is moving forward in that direction. So sales tax measure passes. The half-cent sales tax goes into effect in October. Currently, the Board of Equalization is working all those details out with the businesses. We will actually see the influx of money start to come into the city in the January-February timeframe. The first quarter of receipts that we'll see will arrive about then. But so we're projecting ahead. If that comes in at that time at the current sales tax rate, that'll generate a few hundred thousand in this current fiscal year. So we're already advertising and recruiting for a police officer. We've got one on now that's a backfill from somebody else leaving. And so we're out there aggressively going forward. We still have to be mindful of our budget. We'd love to, you know, wish that all that money would come in at this moment. It won't. It will kind of trickle in as the sales tax comes in. But we're already starting to hire. But it's going to allow us to do more things. One, it's critically important to see police officers on the street. Nothing is more proactive than boots on the ground, visibility as a deterrent. But it'll also allow us to do special assignments and various things, proactive policing, community-orientated policing, all those good things.
Things like the neighborhood watch programs and the things night out that we just had.
Yeah, we just had National Night Out. At least at my time in the city, we had 14 planned picnics, and I think 12 actually went off. We had a little bit of a weather issue that night. But 12 barbecues, get-togethers in our neighborhoods, in our city, that is fantastic. That's a huge number for our little city of 10,000.
Well, because two or three years ago, I don't even think we had them.
Yeah, you had very few.
If we did, they were very small numbers.
And so that's a real tribute to our police department. They're the ones who put that on. That's a time for our citizens to get out, meet our police officers, understand more about what's going on. But it's also a sign that our citizens are engaged and want to help and be a part of the solution. And that's a critical piece here to what's going on.
Well, you know, the sales tax issue, and that's something I'd say to him, Chamber of Commerce background notwithstanding, is that we, the citizens, can play a big role in this. Instead of always running to the city of Reading to purchase something, learn to shop locally. Learn to shop in the city of Anderson. You live there, spend your money there. That sales tax goes right back into your city.
You bet.
And so point of, you know, I think a lot of times we don't think about it. We're in Reading, so we go ahead and pick up everything. Stop and think about, okay, what can I buy right here locally and support my local businesses? So, you know, shop locally. Spend your money where it does you the best benefit.
Well, shop locally and encourage your friends to come down to Anderson to shop.
Absolutely.
Lines are shorter. I think our customer service is better at our businesses. They're more engaged. We still have that small town feel, and that's a wonderful thing.
You know, and certainly when we come back after, well, we've got a little few minutes here, but Walmart, I mean, our Walmart down there is the nicest one in the area. It's big, it's roomy, there's plenty of parking. It's a straight shot right from the city of Shasta Lake, right down the freeway, right into off the freeway and into
Walmart.
Not
only that, it's a regional. You can come in from the east side on Deschutes through our new interchange.
Exactly.
You're right there. But we have a great relationship with Walmart. We know the manager. He knows us. We meet regularly. For example, I believe it was Black Friday. You know, lots of issues, lots of things go on those days. We actually put an officer in Walmart. They didn't have a single issue that day. So we partner well with our businesses down there to make everybody successful.
Well, and I think that's good. And, you know, each one of us has our own little communities we live in and support. Certainly, we're always going to shop in the city of Reading because that's the hub. But we kind of, you know, we need to spread our dollars both ways so that we support our own community down there. We've got a lot of nice little shops, and if you look around, we've got pretty much everything you need right there in Anderson.
Yeah, and we're doing a pretty good job trying to increase the size of our hub, if you will.
Well, and we do. And when we come back, we're gonna take a break here in just a second. But when we come back, let's talk about that annexation and where we're going with that.
Sounds
and what
good.
That entails.
You bet.
We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
818 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, they've got 7-day-a-week service, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
And good morning, this is Trish Clark because it's Thursday. And you are listening to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Carl and Linda are out on their tour, their trip to Europe. And I'm here this morning with the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keyser. If you have questions about the city of Anderson, anything you'd like to jump in on, you can call us at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. So, Jeff, we were talking about, we're going to go to the annexation that's pending in the city of Anderson.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's pending any longer. We had a LAFCO meeting last week. The final vote happened 5-2. And so what we're talking here is the primarily the Roseburg property, which is 280 acres. And then there's an adjacent 100 acres that kind of runs north towards Safeway that are also included in the annexation. Most of that land is currently vacant but does front I-5 and then would run would tie Gateway Drive down to Deschutes someday. So kind of make some logical transportation networks and development of the I-5 corridor. So over a year ago, Roseburg came to the city of Anderson and said, hey, I think it would be good for Roseburg to annex into the city. And people may ask why. We provide utilities. We have the sewer, the water, those kind of services.
And Jeff, let's just back up just a minute, because this is a discussion between the county and the city for some time. We looked at that property and said, if and when they decide to annex, we don't want to go to war.
Hands down. So
we had talked and had agreements kind of in place where there weren't going to be all this hassle about tax exchange agreements and all of that, and that had kind of been laid out pretty nicely, so we knew exactly where we're going so we could work for the betterment of the business and not get government making the decisions about
that. That is exactly correct. In fact, we kind of have one of the first tax exchange agreements in the county that I'm aware of where there's actually some sharing taking place.
It's actually the second, because we did the same thing on Oxyoke.
Well, no, we did. But in this case, we're giving them 20% of future, I think it's an additional part
of the ongoing.
Ongoing.
But as well as the existing.
That they're going to put, though, towards public safety. And that's never happened before.
No, that's a good twist.
That's all of our local officials coming together for the good of the community, the good of the region. And that's what it's really about. So I'm very proud of our officials for doing that.
It's a countywide problem.
And again, we didn't say, hey, Roseburg, we're going to mirror this in politics and other issues. It was, how can we make this work for everybody? Because the county does lose revenue when they annex, when property gets annexed away from them. And we sometimes forget that the county has huge issues too. They run the jail and the courts and mental health and on and on and on and on.
Well, and that is the key issue. And a lot of times people think, well, why does the county care that they're losing the revenue, but they're also losing the property? But they don't lose those citizens for the countywide services.
That's right.
It goes on and on and on, and every citizen that lives in Shasta County is served by countywide services, whether you live in a city or not.
And we, as government employees and elected officials, need to remain. We should make decisions on what are best for our community and region, not just what we want in our political agenda. And that's been done at this time. I'm very proud of the people involved in this.
It's a really good model for people.
Done a great job. And Roseburg wants something pretty simple. And you know, that's a old mill site, been in our community forever, employed lots and lots of our citizens. So if Roseburg has the ability to come in and do something with that property, we as government should help them achieve their goals. And you know, we have other business parks in the area that are empty, but the nice thing about this site is it's been developed before. It's been in industrial use. It has an active rail spur, which
right on I-5.
Not a lot of those available. And then you've seen the city do what I believe government should do, core values, infrastructure, public safety. But we made an off-ramp happen at that location on I-5, a little city of 10,000, partnered with Caltrans, the local transportation agency, CERTA, and people got together to figure out how to do that. So we now have a complete interchange so people can get off and on at that location. We have a rail spur. You have all the major utilities, your fiber, your natural gas running along the rail corridor. Plus, we as a city provide water, sewer, and those kind of things. So now Roseburg has a complement of services that they need to develop that property when they're ready.
See, and I think that's so important. You and I were talking in the break about I'm a great believer in we as a community, as a government, have gone way beyond anything that was ever intended when our forefathers founded this country and wrote our Constitution. I said it earlier, government is not created, nor was never created to be all things to all people, nor should it be. I think one of the things we've done well in the city of Anderson over the years is we haven't tried to solve everybody's problem. We have concentrated on the core needs of our community, public safety and infrastructure.
And that's what you've heard about today. You've heard Chief Johnson speak eloquently about what we're doing with public safety, how our police department is evolving to deal with today's issues. But yet we're also engaging our residents and our business partners to be a part of that solution and help us help them.
You know, I can go on and on because I am a proud citizen of Anderson. I've lived there since 1977. But I've watched that city develop and just things like our wonderful Anderson River Park. And that was all developed, the soccer fields, the baseball fields, the whole thing with the organizations. The city of Anderson would make a loan to the soccer club. We would raise the money. We would put in the lights, put in the fields, put all those things, and then we would pay that money back to that fund in the city of Anderson through our snack bars, through selling candy bars. All of that park has been developed with that, with the different service clubs.
You bet.
The Kiwanis Club, the Anderson Rotary, all of the different barbecue pits down there. It's all been a community, a business, individual, nonprofit kind of interaction, not expecting government to pay for everything.
Yeah, it really is our park. Our is in a community, our is in, you know, the residents and the businesses participating to make it happen. And last night down at the park was the final Mosquito Summer Serenade concert of the season. There was,
and I'm glad to hear you say Mosquito Serenade. I got a lot to say about a summer serenade, and it doesn't happen in Anderson.
But we had 4,000 to 5,000 people down there for the final concert. The place was packed.
It's a marvelous series.
It's fantastic. The weather was great last night. And, you know, speaking of the park, we're also working currently on our park master plan. So looking towards the future, what else are the needs of the park? You know, there's community meetings engaged and involved in this. What else do we need in the park? Where do we want to see it go? The park overall is it's over 400 acres. There's part the city owns, there's part fish and game owns, and is set aside for the habitat of the animals and the river frontage. But there's so much that can be done down there and so much of the future. Working on a park master plan so we can kind of get our hands around where we want to go with that. And there's wonderful things down there, everything from the concert series to disc golf. So
yeah, well, and bocce ball and baseball and a couple of kiddie areas.
Scout Hall.
The Scout Hall, the soccer fields. Gosh, well, Anderson was the first area to have the great soccer fields. When we first got those in, I loved it because immediately the Reading soccer people tried to come down and rent the fields from us.
Well,
the Anderson Soccer League went, no, they're ours. But that was.
But there's really something for everyone there, whether you want the solitude of being alone or a big team sport. The opportunity is there for everyone. And
absolutely,
that's what a public park should be.
Well, but again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I want to talk about, because we as a society, if we're going to solve the problems that are before us, have got to get this entitlement, government can solve everything, pass a law, government will pay for it mentality out of our brain. If we see a need within the community, we need to work within the system. We need to work within the bureaucracy. But we, the citizens and the businesses, get together and make it happen in conjunction with our city representatives.
I totally agree with that. But I also think government's created some of this. And let's talk about on the building side. We have building codes that are, you know, several binders.
You don't even want
to
go there.
You know, people come to the counter and we have to say, well, you know, it's the California building code. But what I want our city to do and our staff to do is say, hey, here's the law. And here's some examples how other people may have solved it. Or here's someone who knows how to solve this issue and help people get there. I can't fix some of the California building code laws, but I can at least help you mitigate the issue and try and solve your problem, get you in our town, established, and providing service for our residents.
And a lot of times, you know, you're right. We as local entities have to adopt that California building code. We don't, however, have to go beyond.
Correct.
And add any other little quirks just because they sound nice or tighten up or we have an area here. When I was an elected official, I was always heavy on them to don't go beyond what is actually required by the state and federal agency. We don't need to lay another layer there. And then again, there's always kind. There's room in most of those codes for interpretation. And there's some flexibility. And we need to hire people in those positions in the resource development area, public works, planning, building, that can think outside the box. How, instead of, no, you can't do it, or this is exactly how it has to happen, how can we make this happen? How can we work within the system to be flexible enough to make it happen.
That's right. Because isn't that why we all came here? The opportunity to better your life, open a business, make something of yourself. And it's very important to me and our city council and our city as a whole that that opportunity exists in Anderson. And we work very hard to try and achieve that. Sometimes it's difficult. ADA can be one that's very hard.
Yes, it is.
But everything is solvable if we put our heads together and work together, not just the city, but work with the person coming into the counter who wants to open a business in our city or the resident who wants to make a modification. We can get there.
Okay. And it's on the half hour here. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. That is man's last stronghold. Go in there and get yourself a great haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. We are back after this.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hey folks, do you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
Reading Countertops is the source for your countertop and bathroom surfacing needs. They specialize in high-pressure laminate, solid surface, quartz, slab granite, and cultured marble countertops. They are also the only North State company that makes custom cultured marble showers. Contact Reading Countertops, the company that's been topping the North State since 1976, at 222-2442, 222-2442, or visit them online, readingcountertops.com.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Okay, and welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It is Thursday, and we're at 8:35. It's about 70 degrees outside downtown Reading. And I'm here this morning with the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keyser. But we've just got a really good call. We've got a gentleman on the line that's got some news for us.
Gentleman is definitely the operative term with this caller. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Senator Nielsen.
Good morning, and I'm just Jim to you folks.
Okay, good morning, Jim.
Well, the significant news in the waterfront, some in process and some completed, first time since the 50s, a major, major development in terms of water storage. A bond did pass last night. I'm delighted to say it was hard-born, but I think it's going to be a successful effort. It will result in two reservoirs that can be now. It will not be just the sharing of the scarcity of water in California, but we'll actually have some more surface storage at Temperance Flat down in Madera, Fresno County, and Sites Reservoir in Colusa County. We were able to bargain hard with the governor, and we got him up from $2 billion to almost $3
billion. Jim, I've known you a long time. Did we ever really think we'd live long enough to see Sites Reservoir actually funded in any manner?
Well, we in Northern California were despairing, but quite frankly, I was despairing we were ever going to do anything except to share the scarcity. And now that that whole thing has changed. We also have our area of origin language, which we've already got in statute to protect us, but in this bond that language is also included, as is a continuous appropriation, so the legislature can't hold surface storage hostage every year. And the budget negotiations, those are all very, very significant developments. And Sites Reservoir should move along very quickly.
Well, that is such good news. And certainly I know, sir, that you had more than a little bit to do with all that language being submitted and getting passed.
Well, the governor reminded me that he listened intently to my debate last night.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I know this has been, something that I've heard you talk about for many, many years as our representative. And I'm just, that's great that you're calling to share that with us this morning.
Well, I want to thank the governor. You know, he started just a few weeks ago at $2 billion, and we got him almost to $3 billion. And you know, that is so important, because $2 billion would not barely have even gotten a Sites Reservoir. That's a great development. But, Trace, the next thing we're now right fully engaged in is the state trying to take over our groundwater. And, ladies and gentlemen, that includes your domestic wells.
Yes.
And I'm full court press now to battle that fact. That battle has been engaged, but now it only heightens as we wind down the legislative session. And the government agencies and other forces are trying to dictate how our groundwater is controlled. And that overturns 150 years of precedent in California. That's a private property right. And now there is a claim in a court case that is not. That's a beneficial use. So your ag well or your domestic well is subject to the state taking some of that water for other purposes. We've got to fight back and win this battle. So now that's the next place we're fully engaged.
Well, certainly you have a captive audience here. The city of Anderson is totally and completely dependent upon groundwater, as are a lot of us citizens that still have our own wells. And we sit right over the main body of water, the Redding Area Basin. And that's a huge issue from where we sit.
Yes, it is. And we do have groundwater problems, and now with the opportunity with some surface storage, we can replenish those aquifers with some of our surface storage and some of our off-stream impoundments. That is also possible because of watershed-related legislation that has just passed along with the bond. So we've got some hope here, but we've got to make sure that the state agencies do not gain dictatorial control over our groundwater. And that battle is fully engaged as we speak.
Well, and you need to let us know what we as citizens and here at the radio station can do to help you in your efforts, because that's huge, and we want to be a part of the solution and not just part of the problem.
Right now, call folks around the state. Tell them to contact their own legislators and tell them that we need to stick up for local control of groundwater, just like it always has been.
Well, and that should be a statewide issue, and each one of us should take that into consideration, no matter where you live in the state.
You bet. Absolutely. Well, that's the news, but this is a very historic development. Nothing like this has happened since the 1950s in the State Water Project.
Well, thank you so much, Senator Nielsen, for calling us and sharing with us and our listeners. And I know everybody's excited, and we'll be looking for more information about that.
We'll keep you posted, folks. Have a great day up in Reading.
All right. My best to your family.
Thank you, Chris. Bye.
Bye. Well, that was great to hear from Senator Jim Nielsen. You know, he's been our representative off and on for many years. And if there's anybody that's been historic in the water issues in the state of California, he sure knows what he's talking about. And that this is really huge. This is big to actually get the rest of the state to recognize that they can't just steal the water from the North State. They've actually got to create an opportunity to have more water to share. There's not enough to go around.
It's definitely one of the biggest things to happen in a long, long time.
It's absolutely huge. You know, I've been retired for 7 years, and I was involved for 20 years. So we're going back almost 30 years here talking about Sites Reservoir. And now to actually think that might actually happen is
fantastic.
It's incredible, incredible news. That's just, I appreciate the senator calling up KCNR 1460 to get that word out there and let us announce it up here in the North State. That's great. That's great. Senator Nielsen, as you indicated, he is a gentleman and he's been a good representative for this
area.
And let
the Enviro lawsuits begin.
Oh, well, yes. But
Environmental litigation industry, as I like to call it.
But let's not let them stop the progress. Yeah,
absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
No, we need to keep ahead of it, and this is a great move. And certainly with a Democratic governor and controlled state, this is huge to get this concession and the language in there to protect that. And I'm confident that he'll be able to protect our groundwater as well, which, let's go. I mean,
let's talk Anderson and water.
Let's talk Anderson and water because that's a huge issue.
Huge issue statewide, West Coast-wide, actually. So as you work your way from Shasta Lake south, we are the first city that is all groundwater. Our cities to the north use a certain percentage of surface water that they either pull out of the river or out of the lake. We do not. We pull 100% of our water out of the aquifer. And we have very, very good water. At the next council meeting this coming Tuesday night, we will have our drought contingency plan as required by the state on our council agenda. Everybody's kind of aware of what Reading is doing. But again, their water delivery is a little different than ours. Currently, the city of Anderson.
It tastes different, too.
Well, you know, that's a really good point because surface water treatment is different than pulling water out of the ground. And the legal requirements are different. But in Anderson, we're still plentiful in water. We have measured our wells. You sound them to get a depth reading. And they are actually, when we did it here at the beginning of summer, a foot higher than they were 10 years ago. But you think back in time, what's different from the drought of the 70s? Well, you had the mills in operation. You had Shasta Paper, huge water consumers.
There you go.
And so we don't have that today. But right now, we need to be conservative. We need to be cautious with what we do with water. But you will not see restrictions at this moment in time in Anderson like you do in Reading because we can't demonstrate that we have reached a level of that criticalness.
But having said that, it's still incumbent upon all of us to use our resources wisely.
Oh, hands down.
And so, you know, even if we don't want the people in the city of Anderson to think just, well, we have no restrictions, you know, still use some common sense with leaving a hose run or water in the sidewalk or, I mean, just as human beings, we need to be responsible for the good things that we have in life and make sure they last for every generation.
Well, protect our natural resources because that's exactly really what it is. And so what you'll see in our first step coming out in the coming month in the water bills is reminders to our consumers of how to be responsible. You know, watering in the correct hours to minimize evaporation, you know, adjusting your timers, checking your sprinklers, all those kind of things, low flow appliances, reminding people to do those things because that kind of self-reduction and doing the right thing at that level could prevent us from having to go to the next level. But, you know.
Well, and all those same things play into another big issue with I saw in the paper this morning where PG&E is looking for a 12% increase. That's kind of going to be a big topic, but my point is, if you're setting your timers appropriately, you're doing laundry at a more efficient time in the morning and doubling up loads instead of doing it at peak hour, all kinds of things that you can do which are going to help on save on water. They're also going to help on your PG&E bill. You know, we started a program down at the Frontier Senior Center about a month ago, really about a month and a half ago, and we've always been very conservative, but we started doing some things. We're doing an energy efficiency study down there because, quite frankly, nonprofits are having a time just like everybody else.
You bet.
And we need to figure out a way to cut some of our expenses. We actually got the new PG&E bill, and just through doing a half lighting, not running air conditioners when people are not actually in the rooms, making sure all the doors are closed when the air conditioning is running, running the fans in conjunction with that, not having the coffee pot going all the time, make a coffee pot, pour it into carafe, and do those kinds of things, we cut our PG&E bill in 1 month by $300.
Fantastic.
Yeah, which was great. So we're going to go to a break, and then we'll be right back for the last segment with the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keiser.
This portion of Free Fire Radio has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
It's 10 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock, and, of course, Agenda 21 coming up after 9 here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur in Reading. They're our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on our guns, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
Okay, and welcome back. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday. And my guest here this morning is City Manager Jeff Keyser from the City of Anderson. And we've got a couple more things we want to get before you and let you know about while he's here. Let's finish up just a bit about the water issue in the City of Anderson and things we'll be doing to kind of help along with that.
Sounds good, Trish. There's a couple things we've done in the last 3 years. We've went out and changed the water meters to an electronic read. And that benefits us so we don't have to go around and pull every lid on every box with a bunch of people. But it also benefits the user because we can help that user, we can data log their water use and show exactly what time of day and how much water was passing through that meter. So if somebody says, I think I have a leak or my water usage is off, let us know. We'll data log it, come out, meet with you and say, hey, at 2 a.m. you're using a bunch of water, or it's continuous, which would lead you to believe a leaky toilet or something like that. And so it really helps consumers be conservative and be stewards during this time of drought. So that's one good thing we have going on down there and certainly something we offer to our citizens.
Okay, so let's jump down to, we've got some new businesses coming into the City of Anderson.
We do. A very exciting time for us. Tractor Supply is coming to town.
Big sales tax.
Good sales tax, but also a great regional draw. Tractor Supply is a store that will fit with our area very well. And so it's going to be located across from Ace Hardware on Mark's Way. So Mark's Way, Highway 273. And I think that'll actually complement Ace Hardware and bring more business to them as people come to town to shop there.
Isn't that good industrial area? Perfect.
And so then it looks like finally we have our first business on the Skyview Plaza area, which is Pleasant Hills and 273. And so just below the Walmart Center, there's been a triangle piece of property there. It's been vacant forever. And that looks like it's going to be an Arco station with a car wash, an AM/PM. They're going to do a building for a future fast food, but it also looks like we're going to get Dutch Bros there. And they've been wanting to come to town for a while, and the people have been wanting them to come to town.
So that's good news, yeah.
We're working with both of them really hard to get them breaking ground here before winter. So
Perfect. And then finally, let's go, because one of the things that when we're talking fires in the North State, we're also talking the fairgrounds and a fire camp.
Yeah, so second time this year, the fairgrounds have been used for the North State Fire Camp for both the Bully Fire and the Eiler Fire. Cal Fire has populated that both times. They do a wonderful job. But a couple shout-outs to a couple of our businesses, because all those people in town, I know Carol Bartell at Bartell's Giant Burger had an order for lunch the other day. Out of all the firefighters in town, they wanted 20 burgers at once and wanted them in 20 minutes. Good for Bartels. They made it happen.
I'm sure they did.
And so the other one, Mary's Pizza, got an order for 50 pizzas. And again, they wanted it short time frame. They made it happen. So great for Charles and Kathy down there for making that happen. Anderson businesses, you know, stepping up to the challenge and helping out. So good for them.
Okay, and quickly, let's just go to the phones. We've got a call from Chuck. Good morning,
hey,
Chuck.
Good morning. It's great to hear you guys on the radio today. I just wanted to remind the city manager that Shasta Gas Propane, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane, we just completed the expansion of our operation into a new business where we are refurbishing used propane tanks. And so far, we have hired 6 new employees, 5 of which are Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, and we continue to look for a couple more employees because the business is growing so rapidly. We're on the Deschutes Road just east of the 5 freeway on the other side of the railroad tracks from the new roundabout.
But, perfect.
Anderson is booming, and I appreciate everything that they have done for us in the last 15 years as far as enabling us to get into business and not being overly aggressive other than just trying to help us get off the ground. And they, Anderson has been wonderful to us, and we appreciate it. And we're trying to pay it back, pay it forward a little bit with a bunch of new hires here.
And Chuck really is paying it forward. He not only, you know, he kind of has split the line there between the county and the city, but he's built a brand new building and facility out there. It looks great. He keeps his yard looking nice, makes our town look nice, and he's a great asset to our town. So we're happy to have him.
And well, Chuck, thank you very much. I'll let you guys go.
And Chuck, we're very happy to have you as part of the KCNR family.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, Trish. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye. Okay, so that's great. And you know, I think that's what we were talking about. We all talk about the elected officials in Shasta County, and we're constantly in the faces. We talked early in the program. Planning departments, building departments, adopt an attitude about how can we make it happen? How can we help you be successful? Government just can't solve all the problems. They only create an atmosphere that allows entrepreneurship to thrive and move forward.
If I can offer what somebody has told me, it seems that right now the city of Reading goes, well, you need to do this, 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 and pay this, 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 and this, or no deal, go away. Whereas the city of Anderson seems to say, how can we work together to make this happen? Does that sound about right?
I won't speak to my neighbor to the north, but in Anderson, that is definitely the attitude and what we want to try and do.
And that attitude has to come from the top. It has to come from the city manager or the county administrative officer. It has to come from the electeds to set the pace and set the direction. This is how our outfit's going to work.
And I think that's what they want us to do, though. That's why they employ us. We are employed by the taxpayers.
That's exactly
right. And so they have asked us to do a job, and we need to figure out how to do that. So come to Anderson. We want you down there. It's a great community, small-town feel. You can see our police department's progressive. We're doing good things, and we're going to continue to do good things. So hope to see everyone down there.
Well, and I think, again, it's a success story. Certainly the citizens in Anderson are watching real close. You know, a lot of trepidation, new taxes. Those are tough things. I think that you guys are certainly demonstrating with the plan that you've got there as to how to spend that money, even though it wasn't the supermajority and it barely passed. I think you're going to set a tone for the whole North State if you guys use that money right. People are watching. They want to know how that money, and I'm confident that you guys will continue to update the citizens and let them know. Again, I'll remind them they can make a difference.
We're in a partnership.
You need to shop locally and make sure those funds are coming in. Support the new businesses. We just invite people that if you're thinking about starting a new business, gosh darn, think about starting it in the city of Anderson. It's a great atmosphere.
But also, if you're in Anderson having an issue and you need help, come see us. We're here to help you get there. So
good. And I know that's true because you know you've got five city council. Let's talk just a little bit because we've got a race in Anderson coming up. We've got two seats. And we've got four candidates that have signed up for those seats. And so we've got an election too. I encourage the citizens, find out who the candidates are, find out what their issues are, talk to them, make them be accountable.
You bet. And there's not only a city council rate. I think there's fire board. There's several things with openings. And I also encourage you, get involved. If you've ever had a desire, planning commission's a good spot to start. There's lots of things where you can get involved in your city. We also have Susie Baugh, Councilwoman Baugh, Vice Mayor Baugh puts on town hall meetings. Come to those. Coffee with Chief is something we didn't hit on. That's another way we're engaging the citizens, the Chief is. Great program. Show up to those things. We all can learn, and we can all pay it forward and make our community better.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, Jeff, I want to thank you a lot. It's been the City of Anderson morning here on KCNR Radio, and I've had the Chief of Police in here city manager. And so it's been a good morning. I want to remind all of you that next week, Monday through Friday, you're going to have the Trish and Ken show. I'm going to be joined all next week with Ken Murray, and we're going to have a bunch of guests. And, I don't know whether Ken's aware of it, but, Carl did leave me the chair and the whip. And so we're going to have a great time next week. I know all of you remember Ken Murray from radio days, and so he's coming back, and we're going to have a great time next week, so I invite you to tune in Monday through Friday from 7 to 9.
From the heart of Superior, California.
And you have been listening to Community Radio for the North State, KCNR 1460 AM radio.
And it is a great day. It is 8:49. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. If you're looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, look no further than Crown Motors. Your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on your new vehicle? Not only great deals, but outstanding service department. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177. It is coming up on 9 o'clock on KCNR 1460. We've got Agenda 21 coming up after SRN News. Have a great day.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House says vacationing President Obama is being kept up to date on the tent situation in Ferguson, Missouri. Last night, police in the St. Louis suburb used tear gas and smoke bombs on protesters who tossed firebombs and rocks at the police. The president's supposed to be releasing a statement within the hour. He'll reportedly talk about the unrest in Ferguson and may also touch on the situation in Iraq as well. Police and prosecutors in Ferguson refused to release the name of the officer who shot 18-year-old Michael Brown, citing concern for his safety and that of his family. The hacker group Anonymous has released what it claims is the officer's name, but that has not been verified. Also, at SRNnews.com, we're told about 4,500 people remain atop northern Iraq's Sinjar Mountain. U.S. officials say that half of them are trapped by ISIS terrorists. The other half are herders who lived there before the siege, and they don't want to be evacuated. The Obama administration had been considering a military-led rescue of the civilians, but now, based on the findings of a U.S. military unit, that option is considered less likely.
Certainly the assessment of that American team was that the situation is less dire and the numbers smaller than had been previously thought. So the key thing is that on that basis, they are no longer thinking, for the moment at least, of carrying out some kind of what would be quite a risky operation to try and get them all out by either by land or through some kind of safe corridor or by airlifting them.
The BBC's Jim Muir. More people applied for unemployment last week, according to the government, but the four-week average of claims is still close to pre-recession levels, levels not seen since late 2007. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 36 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 9. This is SRN News.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory, or an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
In a world where God, free will, and love were outlawed, one person would learn the truth. Secrets would be revealed.
The way things look and the way things are very different.
To save his world and the child who held the future, he had to risk his life.
You can stop this. You can change things.
To restore what had been lost. Based on the worldwide best-selling book, Meryl Streep, Jeff Bridges, The Giver. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. In theaters August 15th. More information at Walden.com.
A Russian aid convoy has resumed its travels toward Ukraine, taking a road leading south toward the rebel-held city of Luhansk.
Yesterday, the Ukrainian authorities refused permission to the convoy to actually enter Ukrainian territory, insisting that the whole operation had to be cleared and coordinated by the International Red Cross. Kiev is deeply suspicious of this whole aid mission. It believes that it could be used by the Russians as a cover for some kind of military operation in eastern Ukraine. Some senior Ukrainian politicians have described the convoy as a provocation. Moscow says that is absurd, and it's determined to get the aid through.
That's a BBC Steve Rosenberg. Nigeria's health minister says there is another Ebola case in Africa's most populous country. It brings the total confirmed cases there to 11. The latest patient, a doctor who helped to treat the first Ebola case in the country. This is SRN News. Author Lois Lowry's novel, The Giver, a favorite among homeschoolers nationwide, is about to premiere as a major motion picture. The Giver depicts a futuristic society in which a culture of sameness is embraced, pain and suffering have been eradicated from daily life, along with any notion of individuality or choice. Actor Brenton Thwaites stars in the science fiction movie. He tells SRN News why a so-called utopian society really would not be healthy.
The negatives in life are essential because you learn from the bad things that happen. You learn from the criticisms and the pain that you feel in life. You also learn from the happiness and from great times, but I feel like there's more of a learning curve with, you know, going through some of the more hectic things.
The Giver opens in theaters nationwide this weekend. Again on Wall Street at midday, stocks higher with the Dow up about 42 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
And at 9:05 on KCNR, Shasta Reading, we turn once again to our Wells Fargo advisor as Chris Lasondak brings us now this market minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. Well, we're 2.5 hours or so into today's trading, and the markets continue to drift higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 39 points at 16,691. The S&P 500 adding 5 points at 1952, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 12 points at 4446. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 182 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange today, Pfizer's up 34 cents at 28.55, JCPenney up 32 cents at 9.68, Bank of America adding 3 cents at 15.28, while Ford is down 8 cents at 17.33. Of local interest, Safeway up a dime at 34.63, North Valley Bank adding 36 cents at 21.52, while Tri-County's Bank is up 20 cents at 22.71. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.41%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.41. Oil's down $1.83 a barrel at $94.91. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down 10 cents an ounce at $13.12.26, while silver's up a nickel at $19.87. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One, zero. Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City.
but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresley and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are using the T word. We're just right out in front. You know, everybody else, hey, back off. You know, if you want to talk about what's going on with this president, let's not dance around everything. Let's just get right out in front of it. And let's call him what he is, a totalitarian. Because you can see what's happening to the world right now. It's a pretty unstable place. And it's a lot more unstable, not only around the world, but here in our own country. Because, well, you know, when you have a president who's on the other team, makes it kind of difficult for us Americans. This is what totalitarianism is all about. You're starting to feel the early phases of a totalitarian regime really trying to, well, exert itself. But you're also seeing and you're also understanding that the American people are fighting back. And I'll tell you, it has been absolutely outstanding to see a lot of change of events politically and otherwise here in this country over the last nine months, there's been a real sea change that's been going on. And I'll tell you, the president of the United States and the totalitarians, they're not liking what they're seeing. They're not liking what they're sensing from the American people. We're pulling together now more than ever. So welcome to the show. Tons of things to talk about today. If you'd like to become part of the show, you can do so by calling in at 530-605-4567. And also join us on our website at agenda21radio.com. And you can email me at paul@agenda21radio.com. And that's 2-in-1. Agenda21radio.com is the website. And also check out what we're doing with our conference coming up on the 30th, which is, we call it the Liberty Tour, Connect the Dots. You know, one of the things we do on this radio show is connect the dots for you so that you understand all these different crazy things that are going on around you. There is connectivity with it. So that's what we do on this radio show, and that's what we're going to be bringing to you in the conference, August 30th at Wind River Casino in Redding, California. And you can go to the website and check out the flyer that we have there and information and sign up to attend the conference. All right. Now, Chris Street's going to be joining us a little bit later. And also, we're going to be talking to, his name is Van Perkins, and about what's going on with the terrorist world in the third hour. It's a very fascinating discussion. Mr. Perkins says, he's got some experience, and he's going to be sharing his experience and insights with us here in the third hour. What in the world is going on with our president? Now, I say that because he's supposed to be on vacation, right? He's supposed to be on vacation, but all of a sudden, apparently this weekend, he's returning back to the White House. And that has everybody kind of concerned. Why was he doing that? Right in the middle of his vacation, he's returning back to the White House. Well, speculation has it, perhaps he's a little bit too concerned about what's going on in the real world, and maybe he's starting to pay some attention. I don't know. Maybe he's fashioning himself a resignation. I just thought I'd throw that out there because you never know what's going to happen with this president. You never really know. And like I was saying over the last week, is that there's somewhat of a doomsday scenario that's building around this president, I think. It's a doomsday scenario that was similar to what we saw with President Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon resigned in the face of a full Senate that was going to be opposed to him, to a Democratic Senate, and also a Democratic House, because articles of impeachment were going to be delivered to the House, and that would have sunk his presidency. In lieu of that, he resigned. So there was never any impeachment. They never filed the impeachment documents. Now, this president is faced with a similar situation. The situation for this president is that the poll numbers have slid away from him so drastically. He's lost the support of the American people. His own party is running away from him. He's got a Republican House that's going to gain seats more than likely. There's probably no doubt about that. And for the first time in a long time, the Senate is going to go back to the Republicans. That's what they're fearing. If that happens, it's the doomsday scenario. So he knows that there's a lot of doom and gloom out there. But the question is, will the president act unilaterally and do something, well, similar to what Richard Nixon did? Opt out and resign. Now, a lot of people are saying he could do that. It's a possibility. That notion has been floated. I guess I'm floating the idea. Let's get this guy to resign early. I know. And you're thinking, and then we have Joe Biden, who takes, you know, 5 or 6 vacations in a year, who's just sort of hip-hopping along for the ride with this president. I use the term hip-hop. Poor Joe. Joe likes the skinny dip. I don't know if you guys know that or not. That's sort of the big rage in Washington right now. It's offending a lot of the Secret Service agents, the women anyway, because they have to watch him skinny dip. That's really a bad visual. I mean, it really, but that's the reality for what's going on. That's just a little bit of Beltway gossip that goes on about the Biden family and Joe Biden in particular. But, you know, think about this possibility. Having a president who's known to skinny dip, the skinny dipping president, you can already see people lining up to label Joe Biden. Can you imagine that? The skinny dipping president. Okay, he becomes president. And, I mean, the visual is the guy skinny dips. You see him trotting off to get into Marine One, the helicopter, and take off, you know, from the lawn of the White House. And you're thinking, he's a skinny dipper. Oh, my God. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Coming Saturday, August 30th, to Wind River Casino in Redding, California, is the Liberty Tour. Sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio, the Liberty Tour allows you to join the discussion to save America. Featuring speakers who address our most pressing issues, the Liberty Tour will allow you to become armed with the information you need to help save America and keep her the exceptional country she is. To purchase tickets, go to www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or go to the studios of KCNR at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. Again, tickets are available at www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or visit the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. The Liberty Tour. Hear the truth. Take a stand.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Looking for a firearm or firearm accessories? Looking for holsters, clean supplies, ammo, and range bags? Well, come on in to Shooter's Paradise. We'll help you find what you're looking for. We offer classes for firearm instruction, cleaning classes, and concealed weapons classes. We also do special classes like multi-state CCW class and the upcoming women's pistol shooting and women's self-defense class. We carry a variety of firearm manufacturers, including Kimber, Glock, Springfield, Rock Island, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and many more. Don't forget about the indoor shooting range and the full wall of firearm rentals.
Something new at Shooter's Paradise is Laser Shot, a virtual shooting room filled with skill building, drills, and hundreds of types of scenarios. Come check out the retail store at 1407A Calusa Avenue or visit our website at shootersparadise.us.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milestop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milestop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast. And it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-559-3307. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-559-3307. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-559-3307.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and with us on the phone is Chris Street. And Chris Street, Breitbart writer and also contributor here on Agenda 21 Radio. Well, Chris, what is really going on in your world? Tubes, and more tubes? Is that what you're talking about these days?
Well, I apologize for being late on this, Paul, but as we're speaking, China just had an 86% contraction in credit. I want you to put your hands on 10 and 2 and do that again. China just had last month an 86% contraction in credit. That's called a credit crunch, and this is consistent with my concerns that China's situation is so desperate as far as competitiveness with the United States that they're essentially having to take drastic measures.
Well, now, the thing that you've brought out, Chris, and, you know, it amazes me. Nobody's picking up on this, and it just, it's kind of like the talk that we had.
This is Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, we're just a little ahead of the curve.
Right. We're like, I mean, some of this stuff, they're just finding, people are generally just now talking about, hey, you know, the president might be a terrorist himself. Hello. ISIS, this old arms shipments in Benghazi, that was 2 years ago. Now people are starting to catch on to that notion, but the notion that you're talking about here is what you were talking about 2 years ago in your concern about everything going south for China because of our ability, because of oil coming online, which is going to be an absolutely huge contribution to our economy. We're the next oil boomers on the planet, yet nobody's saying anything about this. But you're now it's now becoming self-evident because of what you're talking about.
Well, Paul, we've passed Saudi Arabia, and we will pass Russia in October to be the last largest producer of petroleum distillates in the world. That's number one. Now, oil, we're not, you know, past Russia or Saudi Arabia, but liquefied, you know, natural gas and things like that. We're just in a galaxy far, far away, and people don't understand that what made America, you know, dominant from 1870 to 1970, I know we had, you know, democracy, and I know we had creative people, and you know, we were the melting pot, blah, blah, blah. But it really helped the fact that the United States had energy costs that were one-third of the world's average. Now, energy is 13.5% on average for manufacturing, and labor is only 8.5%. Once Nixon passed the EPA to try to, you know, avoid, you know, getting thrown out over Watergate and the rise of the Middle East, you know, America looked expensive because our labor prices were very, very high. But today, because of fracking, just since 2008, you know, the cost of natural gas in the U.S. is $4 per 1,000 cubic feet. It's 10 in Europe. It's 12 in China, and it's 17 in Japan. That means that Asia can give their labor away and still can't be competitive.
That's amazing. And everybody's been so worried about China, and even to the point of Harry Reid and, of course, what's been going on with the Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein and her husband buying up all this land in California and all that stuff as an investment. The Chinese are
hurting. Well, let me give you another stat that'll just stun you, okay? Are you ready? You got your hands back on that 10 and 2?
I am.
All right, Paul, in just since 2008, the percentage of GDP for China in export has fallen from 39% to 27%. Now, I know that this doesn't sound, you know, logical, but what China has done to make up this gapping hole, and it is really a gapping hole, they've went on a construction and infrastructure boom that was twice as large as the United States and was implemented twice as fast, given the size of their economy. I mean, it's something that was so huge that no one else had ever even contemplated such, you know, incredibly big numbers. But when you're the Communist Party, you know, you've got the control.
Well, now, as we sit here and talk about this right now, where's California and California's regressive, very, very oppressive tax and regulatory situation relative to what's happening in China? Is there somehow that we're going to overcome that, surely because of the numbers and coming in from energy and so on?
Well, California really hasn't launched their energy boom. Remember, since 1994, that the production of oil in California has fallen from 1.2 million barrels a day to about 450,000 barrels a day. And that loss of tax revenue has hammered the state treasury. Now, you know, the tax increases that you're talking about, these are the kind of stupid tax increases, you know, that go right at, you know, people who create jobs. I mean, I understand it's fun to kick the rich guy, but the rich guy says, oh, you want to kick me? I think I'll move to Nevada. I think I'll move to Texas. And that's what they did. So we are collecting more taxes, that's a fact, but we're doing it by having the highest tax rate, you know, essentially in the world.
Well, oppressing our people and oppressing business and government is just gleeful about that. I guess the real concern is that at some point in time, politically, California has to come back to center at least. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I think that once people start to realize how big fracking is, right now there's 37 rigs running in California for fracking. It's the second largest number of any state. Now, wait a second. I thought California was – no, California's not against fracking. Jerry Brown quietly last November, you know, moved all the people off of committees he needed to and got a fracking bill passed. It's going to be spectacular in California because of over half of all the fracking opportunities here. But fracking takes 5 million gallons of water for each fracked well. And so when you've got a drought, that's just a non-starter. But remember, California has monsoon rains 2 out of every 7 years. And as soon as the El Nino comes, which it's forming right now, when the El Nino brings the rain, you know, California's fracking and oil production is going to go straight up.
Well, I guess the question is, if that's the case.
And that would change the politics, Paul, because once people get.
Right.
You know, once they get the shtick that, you know, this gives more tax revenue and that the Democrats can cut taxes, I mean, that's all the good stuff.
Well, that's what I'm getting at is, will there, that's going to be, is that the incentive that's going to cause them to want to cut taxes? Because there's going to be more. See, as you know, this is the starter for all business and good business and startups is to cut those taxes so that they can keep more money for their businesses to grow the business. And then more tax revenue comes in. They just don't understand that. But my point is that going to be enough to start Jerry Brown getting everybody away from this very oppressive EPA regulations and all the stuff that we have here with, you know, with the what's it called? I can't remember the name of the cardboard, you know, which has been absolutely devastating.
Well, Paul, you got to put in perspective, when you have a non-manufacturing economy, you're going to have non-manufacturing politics. But remember, if energy prices are so cheap and that Chinese manufacturing can't compete, then that manufacturing is going to come here. And as more people, you know, see that manufacturing is the way that I can make 20-some bucks an hour, plus get a lot of overtime, all of a sudden the politics are going to move to support manufacturing. And some of those EPA things and some of those cardboard things and such like that will quietly go by the wayside, because at the end of the day, the Democrat Party doesn't really care about many of these social issues. This is the political girl that brung them. They go for constituents that can get them where they want to go to. If they could find, you know, big corporate constituents, you know, with lots of manufacturing money, you know, they'd change teams, because they've done that before.
Well, that's what we'd hope for. The other part of it, you know, you and I have talked about this on the air many times, but now it's becoming a little bit more of a reality check, because we will be inviting more manufacturing here. Will we have the workforce that's capable of matching the demands of the manufacturers? That's a pretty big question. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. When we come back, we'll see if we can get an answer from Chris Street. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Have you been waiting to see what mortgage rates will do before you buy or refinance your home? Mortgage rates have fallen once again, and the timing may be right to make your move. And you can save time and money with a North Valley Bank mortgage loan. You'll find our Home Loan Center is ready to help you save time by making the process a simple one. Additionally, in appreciation for choosing North Valley Bank for your home loan needs, we'll refund your appraisal fee at the time your loan closes. You could save as much as $500. Learn how you can save time and money at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. We'll also be happy to take your application over the phone at 1-800-390-8054 or online at novb.com. Hurry, apply by August 31st, 2014 to take advantage of this special offer. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Their unmistakable music, their unforgettable hits. Foreigner is back. Thursday, September 4th at Wind River Resort and Casino, located in Redding. Here comes Foreigner.
It feels like the first time.
It'll be a night of smoking Foreigner hits. The band that changed the rock and roll landscape forever.
For a girl like you.
Foreigner. Tickets available at the River Club, 1-800-280-UWIN, and online at winriver.com. Don't miss Foreigner Live. Thursday, September 4th at Wind River Resort and Casino, located in Redding. Jukebox Heroes, the greatest hits of Foreigner, available now. It's better on the river.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility. The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Take off the tin foil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. With us is Chris Street, and we're talking about this big blow up in China. Economically, and you know, one of the things, Chris, because we've talked about this many, many times, and I just want to bring everybody's attention to this, that we have to have a workforce, or at least people that will be willing to get into the workforce to take these manufacturing jobs, which is going to say, hey, wait a minute, there aren't going to be a lot of people entering college anymore like we've seen in the past, or college or universities. There's going to be a lot of kids coming out of high school that need to be trained or need to train in high school like we used to back in the old days, and be prepared to take these manufacturing jobs. So there's going to need to be a real sea change in the way we educate kids.
Well, Paul, you know, don't expect government to ever get it right. You know, they're always following the last fad. They're always following, you know, what would have been a good idea 20 years ago. You know, unfortunately, you know, the concept that you're going to have some new advances in the Internet, you're going to discover the Internet, I think they discovered that you're going to have some new incredible social networking, well, I think they discovered that. I understand there'll be technological advances, but the problem with technology as a focus of an entire economy is where are the jobs going to go, you know, to do the manufacturing that backs up the technology? For the U.S., we have outsourced jobs to Asia because, quite frankly, we've had, you know, we've had the same energy costs as the rest of the world and high labor costs. That's just an invitation for business to move.
Yeah. Well, and so that's, future, you know, that's the redistribution of wealth.
The future is really about companies demanding that education change, and that's going to be a long, hard slog. I know you tried to put together some schools that have been, you know, a great advocate for this, but it's very difficult for the educrats, you know, who don't know what a factory is, who've never actually worked outside of education, to try to understand where the real economy is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's and it was very well put. The people in the ivory towers who have just been literally over the and really that's what the education system with Common Core is going to be all about is, you know, pigeonholing people into an environment that doesn't necessarily lend itself to manufacturing. In my opinion, the real manufacturing is like going to come back to America that we have not had in the last 20 years. It's sort of been redistributed, and certainly here in California, with the largest number of kids to educate, it's certainly something that we need to do to reshape our education system. And we're talking about all the way across the board from K to 16, basically, and beyond. And, you know, those kids who don't want to perhaps go to college or university, and my understanding, by the way, in talking to people, and I don't know if you would agree, Chris, because I know that you're in the university system, are you guys starting to see that there's fewer and fewer students actually enrolling in the system now?
Well, there's fewer and fewer male students. You know, females pretty much dominate colleges right now, and unfortunately, they dominate colleges in majors like communications and sociology, and I use the term stuff like that isn't exactly employable. You know, what is employable is any kind of, you know, hard science, And quite frankly, the University of California, and of course I'm there, you know, sells a lot of those majors to foreign students because they pay 3 to 4 times the tuition. So you, Mr. and Mrs. Californian, are paying your taxes to support the university, and then the university is selling those seats away from your kid to foreigners, right, because that's their business model.
And that's what we've reported here so many times, that the UC system and the CSU system and now the junior college system has completely, right, turned its back on the California student. So they're at a complete disadvantage, even though they have the high GPA, they have all the qualifiers to get into the universities. They're going to the back of the line, and that's why we're seeing so many foreign students that are coming on board.
Yeah, well, my belief is you talk about diversity. The true diversity is that it's diverse against Californians. So my belief is that if you pay the taxes, you know, 75 to 80% of the students in the UC system must be Californians. Now, I get, you know, absolute pushback, you know, from my peers who said, but you don't understand, we're a research university. And I said, you don't understand, it's called the University of California because you're taking money from the taxpayer. And they're just incensed that you would even say that. They think it's such a privilege, you know, for the taxpayer to fund, you know, something that may not educate their kids.
Well, that's the elitism that we've, you know, had so strongly here in California throughout the education system. Of course, I saw it over the last 25, 30 years is really, right, settling in. And really, the reason why we have such a high dropout rate in this state is because of what we're talking about right now. The elitism that is now within our schools, which it really is driving kids only to the college direction, only to the college, because, you know, they get paid much more if you're in a college or university. I got to tell you that there's some jobs out there in manufacturing. Tell Haas Equipment, as an example, Haas Manufacturing, how much these guys are getting paid, $150,000, $160,000, $170,000 a year for skilled jobs out there. I mean, somebody who's a welder can get $50 an hour. You know, I mean, people just don't realize this. There's a huge need, and we're not filling it in our schools at all because we've taken away all the shop classes. About 10% of high schools now in California have some form of a shop class.
Well, that's right,
hello,
Paul. And, you know, let's say that your kid goes on to college. 17% of all college loans are now in default, and this has been rising from about $400 billion, when Bush left office to $1.2 trillion under Obama, and there's a three-year grace period before you're forced to actually have to pay. You can get as much as three-year grace period. So these default rates look to me like they're headed for somewhere around 35%. Now, it's really something to default on a student loan, because if you default in a business, it's called bankruptcy, and, you know, they take your assets and you're done. If you default on a student loan, they take your assets plus your parents' assets if they sign for the loan, and it's not dischargeable in bankruptcy. So they have, you know, a millstone around you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that when they get these heavy student loans, that it is a millstone around their neck and their parents, if the parents co-signed.
Can you feel the love?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a perfect scheme, if you will. It's a perfect scam. You know, I'm very glad that I had the opportunity to go to college and paid my way all the way through and earned my way through. But, you know, kids today don't necessarily have that opportunity. And part of it is because of a lot of employers don't want to hire students in school, part-time or otherwise, because of the certain regulations that they have to go through for part-time employment. That's one of the most onerous things here in California. And maybe that'll change. I mean, I'm really optimistic with what's happening in China. And I'm also a little bit optimistic about Jerry Brown's approach, because he's been subtly taking and shifting away from this oppressive nature that what we've seen here in terms of the environmentalist. He needs to get on board, certainly, with what's going on with the drought and put an end to this man-made drought that's taking place right in front of our eyes where they're draining all the reservoirs, and make some changes there. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. When we come back, we're going to get more into China.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
No college degree and mid-career? Make the choice that can make a difference this year with an ITT Technical Institute near you. At ITT Tech, we offer programs of study in fields including information technology, electronics technology, drafting and design, business, criminal justice, nursing, and the growing field of health sciences. And now, ITT Tech is helping reduce the cost of education with a new ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship. The scholarship can help lower your education costs dramatically. We've always believed pursuing an education is a sound investment. And now, with the ITT Tech Scholarship, education could be in your future. To find out more about the Opportunity Scholarship at ITT Tech for yourself, just call 800-658-8230. That's 800-658-8230. With the ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship, now it's your turn. 800-658-8230. How are we doing? For more information about graduation rates, the median debt of students who completed the program, please visit programinfo.itt-tech.edu.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Coming Saturday, August 30th, to Wind River Casino in Redding, California, is the Liberty Tour. Sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio, the Liberty Tour allows you to join the discussion to save America. Featuring speakers who address our most pressing issues, the Liberty Tour will allow you to become armed with the information you need to help save America and keep her the exceptional country she is. To purchase tickets, go to www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or go to the studios of KCNR at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. Again, tickets are available at www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or visit the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. The Liberty Tour. Hear the truth. Take a stand.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and with us is Chris Street, and we're talking about China. Okay, Chris, so to recap for everybody, what does this mean now that this credit issue, this credit problem is to China and the rest of the world?
Well, Paul, that's a good question because we are in uncharted territory. You know, China likes to talk about they're, you know, a communist country with capitalistic characteristics. But the problem with a communist country with capitalistic characteristics is you're supposed to have the control to make things happen or stop things from happening. You know, the real estate slowdown, which is turning into a crash now in China, is not in their policy. You know, this is the reality of, you know, China increasing its lending, its debt really, as from 120% of GDP in 2008 to over 200%. They've got more debt as a percentage of GDP than the United States does now. So we are talking about a galaxy far, far away, and, you know, in a country that really has lived off exports, and those are dying. So if I'm a Californian, you know, I don't think this is going to hurt me that much, but I do think that this is the great opportunity for the United States because China has had its day in the sun, and that sun is setting.
Well, now, I mean, are you going to start to see riots in China? I mean, let me back up here, because you're going to say, well, there already are a lot of riots, and I know that. Maybe the listeners might not understand, but there's daily rioting going on in China, isn't there?
Well, there's 1,000 riots. There's been an average of 1,000 riots a day in China. Now, I guess if you have 1.3 billion people, you know, compared to the United States, you'd have to cut that, in fourth, so. There's 250 riots a day in China, and we have one here in the United States, and we're worried about it. Now, think about how it would be like if you had Ferguson all over the country.
Well, but what I'm saying is that as their economy starts to implode, literally, that's going to scale up. It's got to. Because you have all these people that have rushed into the city centers from the outside farms and so on. Which is, of course, that's the communist way of doing business. That's what sustainability is all about. That's what we're trying to do here in California with the left and so on, Agenda 21, yada, yada, yada. But that's not working out too well for them, is it?
Well, 200 million people moved, from 2000 to 2007 to the city. That's 200 million people.
Right.
It's the greatest urbanization in history. And I understand how our good leftist friends can call that management. The only problem with moving that many people to the city is they had to do something. And so China funded, an export boom, and that export boom was highly subsidized. So, when the reality set in, and as I said, there, GDP dropping from 39% to 27% on exports is a serious issue with China still subsidizing the exports. But you're talking about a country who's running out of game. What do they do after they've done an export boom that's failing?
And that's the classic left thing, Chris. It's the classic. It's classic. And, what we're seeing here in America is this rush, through regionalization to get everybody off the land and into these city centers, which is basically what's happened to China. And we're seeing it. We can just take a look at what's going to happen to the United States if that agenda continues to move forward. And that's why we need more resistance to that here in this country. The best resistance for that is just sheer capitalism, isn't it? American-style entrepreneurial behavior and so on.
Well, you haven't had problems in the inner city, which you're definitely going to have. I mean, the history of the reason that people move to the suburbs is because eventually cities get dangerous. I'm going to repeat that. Cities get dangerous. Major cities around the world, most of them are scary as hell. And the problem in the United States, and you're seeing this in Ferguson after 4 days of serious rioting, is, eventually the thugs take over.
Yeah. Which kind of fits with what the president is trying to do right now by flooding the border with all these MS-13s and so on. Put them in the cities, put them out in the communities, and the thugs will take over if you let them.
Well, if you were from Chicago, those thugs are called a constituency.
Right.
Let's be honest. I mean, he's not doing this because he feels bad for some, poor little kid in El Salvador.
Yeah.
He's doing this because that's his gig. I mean,
absolutely.
Barack Obama, everything about Barack Obama, from the fact that we know he registered as a foreign student to get loans, his whole game has been, playing the diversity card as hard as possible. He was a great speaker, and he did a wonderful job running for president in 2008, and he was able to say that I'm against deficit spending, I'm against military and war issues. But who has the biggest deficit in the history of the world, and who's created the most unsafe, environment since World War II? He's from Chicago.
Yeah, it's Chi-Town style. Anyway, we're going to come up to a break right now, and I'd like to get into the conversation about the article that you have out on Breitbart, but we're going to run up against the clock, and you can stay over until the top of the hour.
Paul, it's fun to be with you.
Okay, because I think that's a hysterical article. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very poignant. Anyway, we're coming up to a break right now. When we come back, more of Chris Street. But also, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. That's agenda21radio.com. And check out what's going on August 30th, because Chris will be there. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Looking for a firearm or firearm accessories? Looking for holsters, cleaning supplies, ammo, and range bags? Well, come on in to Shooter's Paradise. We'll help you find what you're looking for. We offer classes for firearm instruction, cleaning classes, and concealed weapons classes. We also do special classes like multi-state CCW class and the upcoming women's pistol shooting and women's self-defense class. We carry a variety of firearm manufacturers, including Kimber, Glock, Springfield, Rock Island, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and many more. Don't forget about the indoor shooting range and the full wall of firearm rentals. Something new at Shooter's Paradise is Laser Shot, a virtual shooting room filled with skill building, drills, and hundreds of types of scenarios. Come check out the retail store at 1407A Calusa Avenue or visit our website at shootersparadise.us.
Coming Saturday, August 30th to Wind River Casino in Redding, California is the Liberty Tour. Sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio, the Liberty Tour allows you to join the discussion to save America. Featuring speakers who address our most pressing issues, the Liberty Tour will allow you to become armed with the information you need to help save America and keep her the exceptional country she is. To purchase tickets, go to www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or go to the studios of KCNR at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. Again, tickets are available at www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or visit the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. The Liberty Tour. Hear the truth, take a stand.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Street. And, you know, Chris, I think when we're talking about China, the logic in the fact that America having the world's largest economy all of a sudden going in the tank is going to have some ramifications for everybody in the world, including China, since we're its biggest trading partner. I get a little bit concerned, though, when I hear about all this saber rattling coming from China. Is that something that we need to be concerned with?
Well, absolutely, Paul. I mean, China is having an existential problem, and we've caused it. It's our development of oil resources, and this is just getting started. I'm not talking about we're in the, you know, the eighth inning or something in our growth. This is all only in the last 5 years. But in the last 5 years, the United States has gone from 4 million barrels of oil production, 4.5 million, to almost 8.5, and will be over 9.3 next year. I mean, we're wiping out a massive amount of our, you know, balance of payments problem, and we're just absolutely killing China because our costs to manufacture here are far below their costs. I mean, China has got to go and try to steal resources from anybody they can get them from. I taught, amazingly, I was in Vietnam for 3 weeks. I was invited there because I'm an expert on China to teach capitalism and business strategy to, you know, Chinese senior state-owned industry executives and, you know, political people who are masquerading as businessmen.
Chris, we're going to come up to a break, and I want to hold that because that was something I was trying to get to earlier, but we ran out of time, and I want to take it over into the second hour of the conversation about, because you've been teaching the Chinese who have been coming to your classes, some of very high officials, including the Supreme Court, the equivalent to the Supreme Court justices of China here in the United States. They come over, they learn about our systems and ways, and you've just gone over to Vietnam to teach these some of these same principles to the Vietnamese, and that's a conversation I'd really love to have on the back side or the next side of the hour. And also, I want to get into this whole thing about too many tubes in our lives. Everybody's got a tube here, tube there, everywhere, a tube, because it plays into what my thing is that the new stream media is really taking over, in the old mainstream media, it's dying. And Chris has the facts and the evidence for us, and he's going to be sharing it with us. Now, I want to remind everybody, go to our website, agenda21radio.com. That's agenda21radio.com, and check out the stories. We have a number of Chris's stories there. Just click on Chris Street, and you've got a ton of stories that come up. He's also featured in Breitbart. And, Chris, you've been writing, what, two articles a day?
Yes.
That's real homework, ladies and gentlemen, real homework. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama, vacationing on Martha's Vineyard, is talking to reporters about the unrest in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri. Last night saw another confrontation between angry demonstrators and police. The president's also discussing the unrest in Iraq, where Yazidi refugees remain trapped on a mountain, trapped by ISIS terrorists in northern Iraq. But based on the findings of a U.S. military team, the president says things are improving for the refugees.
They found that food and water have been reaching those in need, and that thousands of people have been evacuating safely each and every night. The civilians who remain continue to leave, aided by Kurdish forces and Yazidis who are helping to facilitate the safe passage of their families.
And the Pentagon says it sees little, if any, need to airdrop more food and water to the refugees. Also at SRNnews.com, at a sentencing